This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The House is going to vote tomorrow, we are told, on that rescue package. American businesses and American workers getting some of what they need to survive the next however many months this is going to last. Included for the first time in the unemployment safety net are gig workers, independent contractors. Call them what you will. Here to talk about those folks and how they are going to get by in this coronavirus recession is Marketplace's Chrissy Clark. She's the host of the documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, Kai. Greetings from my socially distanced makeshift home studio to yours.
Yes. Same. So look, this is season what, four now coming up of The Uncertain Hour, right?
Yep.
And you've been looking at contractors and gig workers in this economy. So how did it come to be that all of these people we are relying on during this crisis, how did they come to be considered not employees, but independent contractors in the first place?
Well, what you hear from business founders, from economists, is that employing people can be messy and it can be expensive to cover all the benefits that come with being an employee. So if you can figure out a way to set up a different arrangement to have your workers be independent contractors, that can, at least in the short term, help you be more flexible, more profitable. But then there are also all these social risks of having people not be considered employees, not get the employee safety nets that come with that status. And of course, gig workers and independent contractors are a really diverse group. Some make a lot of money, think lawyers and real estate agents. Some don't make much money at all, think Uber drivers and Amazon delivery people and even janitors. The thing that unites independent contractors is that they are not technically employees. They don't file W-2s at tax time. They file 1099s. And when you're not an employee, you don't have an employer who's paying into the government's unemployment system.
And that, of course, becomes relevant because if you're not paying in, you don't necessarily get benefits under the way things used to be. And we'll get to the rescue bill in a second. But, you know, you don't pay, you don't get, right?
Right. That's usually how it works. But these are not normal times. And so actually, part of the huge, huge stimulus bill that Congress is finalizing today will at least temporarily make independent contractors eligible for unemployment benefits if they've lost a job because of the coronavirus and its fallout.
And I don't want to make too much of this, but that, I mean, fundamentally, that's an economic lifesaver for a lot of these people.
Yeah. I mean, one thing to point out that labor advocates are pointing out is that, of course, companies like Uber and Lyft and other mobile platforms, they've not been paying into unemployment insurance funds. So the government will now be footing the bill for these payments. But still, just the idea of expanding it to independent contractors is a really big deal, especially because a lot of independent contractors are in pretty precarious financial situations. And we talked to a guy named Tice Moore from Denver who put all this in perspective. He's an independent contractor. He's had a steady gig with a property management company doing handyman stuff for Airbnb apartments, which, surprise, has not been getting a lot of bookings in the last few weeks. So Tice's work has almost completely dried up, and now he's not sure how he's going to make ends meet.
I mean, it's frightening. How am I going to get bills paid? How am I going to get rent paid?
Yeah, but that's not just independent contractors, right? Because I'm sure restaurant workers and bartenders and people who work in movie theaters, for instance, they're asking themselves the same question, right?
Absolutely. But there's this kind of extra fear that I think some independent contractors and gig workers face because of all of these gig-shaped holes in our social safety nets, holes that the coronavirus pandemic is really shining a light on. So independent contractors don't have access to this whole list of things: workers' comp, minimum wage and overtime protections, disability insurance, paid sick time, which is obviously a big thing these days. Even in the emergency sick leave measures that Congress passed last week that expanded paid sick time to many Americans if they have the coronavirus or have to care for someone who does, gig workers were mostly left out. They could be eligible for some tax relief at the end of the year to make up for unpaid sick days. But for people without a personal safety net, that might be too little too late.
Chrissy Clark, season four of the documentary podcast that we do here at Marketplace is called The Uncertain Hour. Coming, when's season four coming, Chrissy?
Soon.
Soon. We'll take soon. Look, it's different times. Chrissy Clark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Kai.